Well, so far it's been, I would say, a fairly typical year, actually. The big concerns they've always had in the last 2 years now have been the milk price and cost of feeds and how they're going to make money, profitability, those types of things. Of course, right now, feed prices are still pretty high, but milk prices are up there and a little bit more supportive than where they were the last couple of years prior to that. So the economics are fairly decent, but they're still recovering.
We talked about, over the years, we've talked about the importance of, you know, getting the efficiency in that high-producing cow, but now you have an extra need for efficiency because of feed prices.
Oh, definitely so. Efficiency is what it's all about right now, and the dairy industry really, I think, got a wake-up call with the current increase in grain prices and commodities and then even forages and the supplies that they've gone with right now. Efficiency is what it's really come down to. You need to be able to produce milk, and you need to be able to produce it efficiently. You do need to be flexible in what you can feed because the variations across the country are so great. And even within your own area, from 1 year to the other, the supply of commodities or grains or whatever you're going to purchase is quite variable. So you do need to be flexible and efficient.
We've gone through a year of extremely hot summer, July and into August. Long-term ramifications on this?
A couple of long-term ramifications. I think we probably had a little bit more acidosis going on here in the upper Midwest due to the extreme heat that we had and the variations that go on with temperatures. In the south, we've got a lot more drought, and so forage supply is going to be very, very limited. You're going to have more acidosis there simply because you're going to have to feed more commodities and grain because you don't have any forage supply around. Long-term ramifications with the acidosis going on, you're probably going to see a lot more foot problems, maybe even some reproductive issues and more, a little bit more culling possibly and some health issues that go along with it. But it's really going to come down to keeping that rumen complacent as far as pH level goes and making sure that it not only stays buffered out, but that you keep the cow fed at an even keel, because you start getting into these variations that they go through, and the cow's rumens just don't like that. Those bacteria, they really start changing populations. They're always in fluctuation, and then you don't have a steady diet. You don't have steady production. That's when you start getting the health issues that come along with it. So.
We were talking earlier before we started the recorder here, and that was about how you see variances in fields this year, in corn fields and so on. So that's probably going to really show up in the feed supply, isn't it?
That is one thing that's going to be very, very great this year, especially right here in the local area where the corn variation, just because of the dry summer that we had here locally, areas that were high dried up and tasseled at different times in areas of the field that were low. So you're going to have a lot of feed variation within your silos. Guys probably need to do a better job of making sure that they analyze their forages on a little more timely basis. Watch for those changes, especially moisture changes, because that will drastically change what they're feeding. And as a field dries out, I've seen it even now with harvest time. You've got some fields that have been harvested for 3 weeks for silage and some of the guys that are still taking it off. And when you get within that field, that variation that's there, if you're especially in an upright silo or something like that, you get to a dry part of the field, your moisture is going to be able to change probably 4 or 5 points pretty quickly. So you probably need to do a better job of analyzing on a little bit more timely basis this year than most years.
When you look at that transition cow, of course, then you're throwing an extra wrench in the gears there, because that cow is, you're trying to get a consistency back into her everyday life, and then you throw in a variance in forage besides, really an extra challenge here.
It's really an extra challenge, especially after the summer that we've had with the heat in most areas. Heat really is a very big detriment on transition cows and fresh cows and early lactation cows. And then you throw in this variation in feed supply that we have, and it's going to be a little bit more challenging for those cows to become steady. Again, that early lactation period is a prime time for rumen acidosis to occur, and so we really need to stay on top of those rations in particular.
If they'd like more information, how do they get a hold of BioVet?
If they want more information to get a hold of BioVet, they can either go to our website, which is BioVet, that's BIO-VET.com, or they can call us at 1-800-246-8381. We have a full line of products that can help with these situations. Obviously, we're not a nutrition company, but we do have everything that can help take care of cows and keep them on more of a steady state as far as their nutrition programs go. So that's kind of where we fit in.